Welcome back to our 150th episode special, part four, reminiscing, and it feels so good. Wow. Good morning, listeners, one more time.
Good morning, listeners.
And we have a special guest today joining us who's been with us since the beginning, and it is who?
Mama.
Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, Mama. So let's talk about how this show got started. Thompson, do you remember when this show started 150 episodes ago?
I don't know.
Do you remember when you were not doing this show?
Yeah, when only four listeners just hated my show.
Well, you started out with four listeners. Now you have 81,000, so it's kind of a success.
I don't think they ever hated your show. Is that what you said? Four listeners hated my show?
No, my show.
No, my show.
I don't think anybody ever hated your show.
My show. My show.
A few people haven't been able to listen to the whole thing. You know, it's not for everybody. But do you remember doing the very first show?
Yeah, my eyes are just like this. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks.
Thompson's pretty excited. It's his birthday, and he's got a pack of birthday candles in his fist. And, yeah. So, Thompson.
Do you remember the first show, Daddy? How did it all begin?
How did it all begin? Well, it began because my dad had been a number one DJ in the 50s, and he was always we were always listening to old-time radio together, and radio was a big bond between me and my dad, and I thought I want to do
the same with my son.
I said I want to have something where it was just me and Thompson, where it was just we could just do our thing for maybe 10 minutes a day, and we'd have this little quality time. And so it all sort of sprang out of that urge of just wanting to do something special with my boy. Just me and him. Do you have fun doing the show, Thompson?
Yes.
You've talked to a lot of different guests and done a lot of different things, and we've recorded it all over the city.
Yep.
What was your favorite show? Do you have a favorite show? Can you remember any?
Well, I'm not gonna do any of the parts of my cake except put the candles on.
Somebody is fixated on a cake and not on this radio show. It's sort of daddy talks all sappy and sentimental, and Thompson smacks around a pack of candles and dreams of a cake. It was like, yeah.
Would you like to?
How am I going to compete with a 5-year-old's birthday cake? Like, there's no way.
Would you like to tell the listeners what kind of cake you picked for your birthday?
I picked chocolate.
And?
Regular.
And what else? Something go on top of it?
Vanilla! Yeah. It's vanilla and chocolate frostings. Yum, yum! And strawberry! Don't forget strawberry. Uh-huh. Blah, 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 blah.
Fresh strawberries?
Yes. I would like fresh strawberries instead.
And strawberry...
ice cream?
Yeah. Sounds amazing.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
So, Thompson, I'm going to ask you again. Do you have a favorite show? Do you have any memories at all of doing this show, or is it just something that happens to you and you don't know why?
Do you remember any shows?
No.
What's your favorite one?
This one.
That's actually a really smart answer.
It is. It's the true artist answer.
What are your favorites, Mama? You got a memory that goes back beyond a birthday cake.
A birthday candle cake.
I think I like most all of the Stephen Hawking episodes. That was such a surprise when he sort of just got into Stephen Hawking and he became like a little superhero in Thompson's head, and he even made out of clay, Stephen Hawking and his rocket wheelchair, and and did lots of shows about him. I like those a lot. I like the ones with the guests. I love the one with Brian that was, what, number two of this series or number three of this series?
It's part two of the anniversary special.
Yeah, with Brian as
just the earlier
guest.
In this
Dr.
show.
Dr. Brian.
Dr. Brian! Dr. Brian, Dr. Dying. Dr. Hyatt. Dr. Brian. Honk, 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 honk. All aboard! Honk, honk,
honk, honk, honk. I don't know if I have a favorite episode. I like the Stephen Hawking stuff too. I like the interviews. I like when we're on location. Those are all good. I liked when Tara was a guest. I thought he was really good with her.
Oh yeah,
that was good. It's amazing that there's been this many shows, really. Like, I'm still kind of in shock that it's 150 episodes. It's crazy. And some of those are multi-part episodes. That's not counting specials or multi-part episodes either. Break. So, I'm just excited that we're still doing it. You know, he's 5 now.
Yep. 5 years old.
He's getting to be an old man and too big. So huge, this kid.
Yeah, I could hardly fit in my spot.
Yeah. Oh, you're a big fella. But all good things must come to an end, at least in the case of this special. So I guess for this last little piece of time, do you have any special shout-outs, Mama?
Special shout-outs to Aunt Lori and Uncle Dave and Grandmother, who are soon to be heading our direction, and we're very excited about. Also special shout-outs to my mom and Brock and Caroline and Anna Lee, who we will see later today.
Brock and Caroline and Mom and you and
yeah, you can't really give her a shout out if she's standing right in front of you.
And just one more guy, two more guys, Lacey and Love. Yeah.
All right, and Godmother, Grandmother, Angela, Lonnie, Aria, John, Jamie, Nancy.
Don't forget
Allie, Aria.
Don't forget, get well, Angela.
Ellie.